I'm at the Media 140 mini meeting at Ping Pong Dim Sum in the City of London. And I'm sat here with Guy Stevens, who's been one of the speakers tonight. Hello, Guy.
Hi there.
Now, Guy works for a major telco, and you can find him on Twitter under the handle at Guy1067. Guy, first of all, a little bit about the Media 140 meeting. What do you think about the format tonight?
No, I thought it was a great format, and I think, you know, everybody came with lots of ideas, and there was a lot of contributing going on, which was great because, you know, obviously you're talking about Twitter and you want people to contribute. So it was good to see that carried through into the real world.
So the interactive part of this conference suits the subject matter?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it has to. You know, it's all about sharing. So I think, you know, people have to do that in real life, not just with their computer.
Now, you've spoken tonight about Twitter and customer services. Is this really your main role professionally with Twitter at the moment?
Yeah, I would say it's my major interest. It's something I've done a lot with in terms of my day job. And it seems to be a growing area within the industry. There's, you know, 2009 was a huge year, I think, for customer service, particularly with the impact of Twitter. And, you know, I see that sort of growing and, I guess, coming more and more into the mainstream with more and more sort of corporates getting involved through 2010.
The thing about Twitter and social media in general is it's two-way traffic, very much two-way traffic. Not only have you got people contacting a company to say, oh, I've got a problem with your product, or can you send me a manual, or something like that, you've also got people using it as a platform to either big up or slag off a brand. What kind of unique problems does that pose companies and brands today?
I think the biggest change with sort of the traditional ways of, if we look at complaining, is that Twitter and social media is much more public medium. It's not about a one-to-one conversation over the telephone or through email. It's broadcast to how large your network is. And I think for a company, what's important is, in a sense, to, you know, it's not necessarily about the technology as such, but if you go in there with the attitude and the mentality that actually all I want to do is resolve this person's issue, then you're going in there for the right reasons. If you're going in there in order, or if your primary reason is to build up your brand, then I think you're going to come unstuck. So I think it's about, you know, really your attitude as a company towards your customers.
Okay, important point here is that we're talking about specifically customer services. We're not talking about brand building. But obviously, good customer service builds a good brand.
I think the opportunity is definitely there. And I think what we're seeing and have seen over the last few months with sort of the impact of social media in terms of the customer services arena is how so many different sort of aspects or business units, whether that's sales, marketing, the brand, customer service, are coming together more and more via Twitter. Because when a customer tweets, it could be about anything. And if customer services is primarily picking that up, that may cut across all different departments. So what I think customers using Twitter is doing is sort of forcing a business to look inwards and across its business rather than just singly, say, in terms of customer service.
So effectively, the customers may end up reshaping the internal organization.
That's a great thought. It may happen. It may be, they may be one of the catalysts and one of the forces of change that, you know, that creates that, along with social media. But I think, you know, a company has got to recognize that. You know, if a company is, I think there's two things. One is a company's got to be open to that kind of change and recognize that it may be a change for the good. But I think there's also the point that, you know, we mustn't think that social media or Twitter is that magic panacea, that it fixes everything, that suddenly by tweeting a few tweets here and there or going onto Facebook, you're suddenly a different company. It may simply not be relevant for you. So you've got to make that decision and understand, is it relevant for me as a means to engage with my customers?
Talking of change, obviously this is forcing change on a lot of companies. Do you think if they were honest with us, they'd probably rather it had never come and it went away again?
I think those companies that are closed to it are probably feeling that. And I think those ones that are open to it and can recognize the value to be had from it, and that's not just a financial value, but a value in a very broad sense, they will reap the rewards of it. But I think what everyone needs to realize is that people, whether your customers or not, people for the first time have the tools that allow them to almost do anything they want online and be very public about what they do. So they're not going to give that up. Okay, so it's not a fad. I think you've just got to get over that. And I think for a company, at some point, social media is likely to impact on you in some way. So what I would say is, even if you don't do anything about it, try and understand how it works and what people are saying about you. And at some point, at least you can say, we're more informed than if we hadn't done that.
So one thing that's in definite agreement here is that companies really do have to wake up to this phenomenon that we call social media, because it's not going to go away.
I don't think it is going to go away. And I think, yes, companies do have to wake up to it. But I think we've got to be careful and not make it or turn social media into something that it isn't. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a channel. And like any channel, you've got to sort of make a call on it. Is it relevant to me and the way my customer, or the way I engage with my customers, or not? We can't sort of fit it into a, you know, square peg, round box like that.
It's not a magic pill.
It's not, yeah.
But let's face it, all they're really interested in is, will I make more money using it or less?
Yeah, I mean, that will always be the case, whether social media is there or not. Now, social media is likely to assist in that rather than take away. Whether you see it as making money or saving you money, you know, that's two sides of it. But I think it would be short-sighted of any company not to at least try to understand where social media might fit in for its, you know, for its model.